You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Pa just got home. He looks upset.
Ma Dozen, what on earth were you talking so long on the phone about?
Well, I was telling Miss Avery about Dove.
Well, I've been trying to get you for a half hour.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pa. I was just telling her what a wonderful new kind of soap Dove is and how it does everything in the wash.
What a half hour, Ma.
Well, we was talking about how Dove does your overalls and work shirts and my towels, you know, even Daisy's pretty round undies, just everything.
Why didn't you invite Miss Avery over to tell her instead of tying up the phone when I'm trying to get you?
Well, honestly, Pa, it didn't seem long at all. I got to telling her how easy Dove gets even your dirtiest work shirts clean. I told her there's no hard scrubbing. It's just wonderful the way Dove gets rid of grimy dirt.
And here I am getting a busy signal all the time.
Well, she was fussing about her towels, Pa, and I had to explain that no soap I ever used got towels and linens whiter than Dove.
Hmm.
Then naturally, I just felt obliged to tell her that Dove is actually safer for pretty rayon slips than the other nice colors of wash.
Mm-hmm.
I said Dove really gives longer life to colors, you know, yet you can't beat it for getting out tough dirt. Oh, but if I'd known you was trying to phone me, Pa, I'd have hung right up.
Would you, Ma?
Well, of course. What did you phone about?
Oh, to tell you, I was coming home, Ma.
Well, now that Pa's home, I guess I can butt in to say, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Dove gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the tough dirt. Try Dove, D-U-Z. It does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly Goldberg can hardly hide her feelings these days, because at last, with the assistance of her friend Dr. Cater, she sees her way clear to saving the marriage of her niece Florence. The key to everything is Anne Franklin, the woman who claimed to be Florence's friend, the woman who was and is the secretary to Florence's husband, because Molly and Cater have agreed that Anne is the other woman in Eugene's life. There are wheels within wheels, but the main one is this new discovery, which Jake wants to use as a club, but which Molly wants to use as bait. Listen.
Jake.
I'm wiping my hands off the whole thing.
Pa, Mama wants to explain something to you.
Your Mama and me don't speak the same language. Not anymore.
Pa.
Yes, Pa.
What language do I speak that you're not acquainted with?
Psychology is not the one of my languages.
It's only because
I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. And I'm not interested in understanding it. Satisfied?
No.
Then I'm very grieved.
Can't you see what Mama's trying to do?
No, I don't. Not.
All right, Rosalie. All right. But after being married to Daddy so many years, and there's no sympathetic understanding between us, then all right.
Then what?
Then I'm grieved also. I'm deeply grieved.
That's very sad.
It is. It is. And if you don't think so, I do think so. And it makes me very lonesome.
That's one thing I fear, my good wife, that you will never be.
What?
Lonesome.
Give me my knitting clothes.
Ma.
If Papa don't want to hear, then he don't want to...
I've heard enough.
But they doesn't...
There can be no buts. Dr. Cater says Anne is the woman in the case. She's the triangle. Then what is the prolongation here?
But Jake, darling...
Why don't you go to Florence and tell her? Why?
Because Dr. Cater has something else to do.
What else can there be?
Dr. Cater explained it.
What explanation can there be?
Don't forget, Pa, that Dr. Cater's analysis may not be absolutely sure.
Then that's all the talk. It's either sure or it's not sure.
He thinks he's sure.
Then it's up to you to go up to Florence and say...
Dr. Cater explained that it's not the correct procedure.
Then you go to a surgeon. And you have a cancer, he cuts it out, no? And if Anne is the cancer and Florence is life...
The treatments that can be cured.
Anne is already a malignant growth of 15 years.
But there's another aspect.
Such as?
Such as if Eugene comes to Lastonbury.
And if he don't?
But maybe he will.
Don't forget Eugene and Florence are suing each other for divorce. And between maybe...
I told Dr. Cater there's not much time.
Then why the delay to expose this woman? Why should Florence continue to think she's a friend when she's an enemy?
Dr. Cater, explain. Dr. Cater may want to save everybody.
Only the worthy deserve to be saved.
And who should say who's worthy?
Molly, please. Give me my paper.
Jake, please.
Don't jake me. And include me out, please.
Jake, will you do something for me? Just one last thing, please. I want you to understand the situation.
I don't understand the situation.
I mean psychologically, Jake.
I don't have to understand it psychologically. It's enough I understand it with my common sense.
Will you come with me to Dr. Cater, please?
I will not.
I want you to hear what he said to me and how he said it to me, please.
I will not.
Get Papa's coat.
Papa, please.
Excuse me for disturbing you again. I know you're so busy and so preoccupied. But for plain people, I mean, this whole situation is a little, how shall I say, it's a little upsetting and confusing.
To say the least.
Well, now, what don't you understand?
Mr. Goldberg can't understand that if we, I mean you, Dr. Cater, are convinced that Anne is the other woman in Eugene's life, and it's Anne that's causing the trouble.
And the divorce.
So, Mr. Goldberg can't understand what we're waiting for. Why don't we tell Florence?
We're going to. But not directly.
See?
What we're going to do is take the situation which Anne Franklin created and turn it against her.
Against her?
We've got to keep clear in mind what happened. At some point in her life, Anne established a subconscious block against certain of the more beneficent emotional drives of her psyche.
The psyche? Yes, surely.
Now, with these feelings forced deep within the subconscious, they were twisted away from normal causes of expression. And they issued an action in an opposite form. Such as her compulsion to attach herself to the marriage of Eugene and Florence and live parasitically off their happiness.
Happiness and the parasitical death for Dr. Cater wants to get...
Now, finally, frightened by the possibility of being dropped from that marriage in which she was, in a sense, the second wife, she determined to destroy the marriage.
Wanted to destroy the marriage.
Now, meanwhile, she existed in the life of Henry Clay, the man of her past, as a prototype of all things most wonderful and desirable in life. You see the ambivalence of it, Mrs. Goldberg?
Surely, Dr.
Mr. Goldberg?
Continue.
Well, why take a chance when we can make the result certain?
What result?
The reunion of husband and wife. The realization of their love for one another.
No hard feelings, Doctor. But I'm a man of action, not of philosophy.
Who are you calling, Doctor?
Archville 27. Yes, please. Now, Mrs. Goldberg, tell me in your own words how you understand it.
Well, how do I understand the situation?
Yes, please.
Well, my understanding is that Anne is the psychic of the whole situation.
Pardon me?
And the causes go back to the past. way back to her, and when she was in college with Eugene, before Eugene met his wife. That's my understanding.
No.
And Anne, of course, doctor, with me, you can't say a person is good or bad. Like nothing is. A narcissist once told me nothing is black and nothing is white, so therefore people are not bad and they're not good. And Anne thinks a great deal of love. She keeps it deep in the subterranean depths of her... Okay.
Yes, hello?
That's my understanding.
Yes, hello, Mr. Clay? Yes. This is Major Cater. Yes, I'm a doctor. Oh, I live not too far from you. The other side of the county, that's all. Yes.
Mr. Clay? Yes. That's Mr. Clay from Anne?
Yes. Yes. Jake. I've been reading your book. I'm a psychiatrist.
Oh, Jake.
Yes, the same. Well, I didn't know anyone had ever heard of me. Oh, thank you. Well, your treatment of the girl in that last story you write was quite professional from a medical point of view, but on page 237, I'm afraid you made a very important error. Oh, I mean from a psychiatrist's angle. It was too long for a telephone.
I'm going to tell him to come.
Yes, I'd like to meet you personally. Why don't you come out?
That would be the situation.
Why, surely. Bring your wife. What?
Got a wife?
Oh, sorry, I'm a married man, and I take it for granted that all men have the same good fortune.
Oh, yes, not.
Well, then, come as you are, a bachelor and a fine writer. We'll have dinner together. Lattenbury, just ask for the cater's house. Oh, fine. And make it soon, please. I have to be getting back into service. Righto. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, Doctor, that was miraculous.
You see? Henry Clay never married either.
So
every book he writes is about his ideal prototype.
Prototype? Now do you understand?
I assure you I understand as much as you understand, which is absolutely nothing.
Jake shakes his head in silent amazement, for he sees Cater doing what he calls cooking up a stew that will turn Lattenbury upside down backwards. You know, sometimes we borrow a lot of trouble by worrying about things that may never happen. Take young Daisy Dudsem, already worrying about her future. Why, the other day...
You think I'm too young to get married? Gee, I'm 14 and crushing things. He just used us for everything.
Well, Daisy, Dudz is mighty important in married life. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash. Work shirts, towels, to nice rayon slips. Why, ladies, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Dove gives longer life for the pretty colors you want. For towels and real cleaning power for the grimiest work clothes. Even in the toughest wash, Dove does everything. Now, friends, if your dealer is out of Dove, try again. He'll have more soon. Meanwhile, don't waste Dove. You know, soap contains vital war materials, so save up your dirty clothes and wash several loads in the same Dove suds. See that every bit of does you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. Molly sees the cat get out of the bag. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.